APE Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The fast-track trade bill has cleared the Senate and is headed to President Obama for his signature.
This is a critical day for our country. In fact, I'd call it a historic day.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Orrin Hatch says the bill helps reassert Congress's role in trade negotiations. It gives Congress the right to vote yes or no on President Obama's trade deals, but they cannot be changed. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown voted no.
With this trade agreement, we'll throw some people out of jobs. We know that there will be dislocation. People will lose their jobs because of our decisions.
Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev heard the judge sentence him to death. Before that, Tsarnaev spoke for the first time in court and said he was sorry for the lives he had taken. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz pointed out what Tsarnaev didn't say.
He didn't renounce terrorism. He didn't renounce violent extremism. And he couched his comments in line with Allah and Allah's views.
Death penalty expert Robert Blecker says the apology could help Tsarnaev standing with a future president in a position to commute a sentence.
A future executive, especially one that's no supporter of the death penalty, might well be swayed.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says her office is looking into whether the shooting deaths of 9 people last week at a South Carolina church was a hate crime.
Hate crimes are the original domestic terrorism. And in fact, hate crimes were designed and they were drafted to cover the acts of domestic terrorism that were perpetrated by hate groups such as the Klan.
Lynch was in Montgomery, Alabama, where the governor there became the first Southern governor to use his executive power to remove Confederate banners outside the Capitol. The financial troubles in Greece have hit Wall Street. Stocks finished sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down more than 178 points. This is AP Radio News. Daily weather patterns have changed.
These summer patterns associated with heat waves in the early 1980s used to get them for about 18 days of summer. Now we're getting them about 28 days of summer, which is a big difference.
The AP's Seth Bornstein reports climate scientists at Stanford University are trying to figure out why heat waves and cold snaps are longer.
It's completely random because things happen randomly, or two, that it is part of global warming and that it would then most likely be part of this theory of melting sea ice in the Arctic, having this worldwide reverberation.
And speaking of heat waves, in Pakistan, the number of dead from a scorching heat wave is up to 838. Most of the deaths are in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi. Temperatures have reached 113 there, and power outages in some neighborhoods have lasted for hours. Wind and rain have knocked down the temperature in Karachi to around 93. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.